all hour we're talking about food, and really for the next several weeks we're going to be talking about food, possibly for the next several years. Maybe you've noticed that the favorite item that you like to buy at the grocery store has gotten more expensive. We're trying to gauge what are the sticker shock products for you in the grocery store. You can tell us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can call us and leave a message. Howard Hatch, who's a dairy farmer at the beginning of the supply chain, which is what we're checking into today. We're looking at the supply chain from farm to market. He's a dairy farmer at Hatchland Dairy, North Haverhill, New Hampshire. Mr. Hatch, good morning.
Morning.
You know, what is it that you're paying more for, and how does that affect the price of your milk at the retail level?
The two things that affect us more than anything else is the price of fuel and the price of grain that we produce the milk with.
And we're talking mostly about corn as the grain that you use to feed?
We use corn and soybeans as a supplement to our roughage, yes.
You know, last week, I used to live in the Midwest, and I used to cover the agriculture sector there and also in New England. Farmers are news junkies, particularly when it comes to agricultural news. And I'm wondering how you reacted to Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill and some of the feed producers reporting record profits last week.
Well, I could take the road and sit around and whine like a lot of people. If you can't do anything about it, it's wasted time. So we try to go in other directions, try to make money or save money in other. If I can't do anything about the price of fuel or the price of grain, I opt to try to save money or just go about it in a different direction.
Is there pressure on you to keep your prices down because of competition with other dairies?
We haven't moved our price since July of 07. We're at the point everything we have delivered here has a price increase, a fuel surcharge, and we're at the point we're going to have to do something, but we've absorbed all of these increases, and we're very close. I hope something happens before November.
Howard Hatch, a dairy farmer in North Haverhill, New Hampshire, thanks for joining us, absorbing those costs at this point.
And that's just the beginning of the food chain. We're going to be looking at food prices all morning. And the biggest price shock, we've got a note here from Douglas in Long Island. He says, after glancing at some financial numbers, I've spent about 15% more on groceries in the last 4 months than I did in the same period in 2007. We want to hear from you, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.